You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When we tend to think of Native American businesses, one of the first things comes to people's mind might be a casino. But some tribes are working to broaden and diversify their business endeavors. The Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians, for one, they've received a federal grant to set up a manufacturing center on their land in the Upper Peninsula. And they're hoping to see that become an economic driver for the tribe and for the region. Joel Schultz is with us. He's Economic Development Director for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe. Good to have you here, Joel.
Thank you for having me.
So how big is this grant and what's it going to allow the tribe to do?
Well, the project is a $2.35 million project. The grant from the Economic Development Administration is $2 million. And we also have participation from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation for $250,000 and direct investment of $100,000 plus the land and resources. So it's over a $2.35 million project. And, it's a 20,000 square foot construction of industrial light manufacturing space. And, what it does, the second part of the question is it gives the tribe a tool to work with its tribal members and businesses to come take advantage of some of those often cited, never utilized programs that are available on reservation land.
So give me an idea. When this manufacturing center, this 20,000 square foot center, is up and running, where will it be located, and what will be happening in it?
So it's on Seymour, which would be just outside of the city limits in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. We have a tenant committed to it, a Sioux Tribe member, a business based out of Neenah, Wisconsin. Earlier this year, we completed some professional space downtown on trust land. And Jetta Corporation was one of the first companies to commit and lease some office space and create a presence on our reservation. And they also have agreed to lease 5,000 of the 20,000 square feet. We're building the building so it can have multiple tenants. And so the first tenant is going to be an industrial distributor that's discovered opportunities in Canada associated with the recent tariff applications and the fact that the tribe automatically qualifies as a foreign trade zone. They're looking to obtain that status and do some value-added manufacturing at the border and create an economic advantage to selling products and working with Canadian manufacturers. And they're going to build on their business that's already in energy generation as their specialty. They're a supplier and manufacturer for that industry. So that's the first tenant. The what we envision filling the building are those calls that we've got. I've been with the tribe about 2 years, and we frequently get calls saying, we're interested in being on tribal land. We're a tribal member. We're interested in starting a business, growing a business. And, entrepreneurs typically are on a fast timeline, and we did not have space, so we could talk about constructing space, dedicating space, different things. But often those conversations fizzle when you're starting to look at a 6-8 month timeline. So the idea is we got that anchor tenant. We know we have demand for the facility. We can anticipate additional demand with the pending Sioux Lock projects and, in the vertical inventory for the area. We've worked with EUP Planning and Development. This is an asset that's not in the region, so it won't only benefit the tribe, but it'll benefit the entire region for attraction and business growth. And we think we're going to fill it with light, small manufacturers. And we hope we fill it quickly, and we hope we build the second building because we selected a site that has room for growth.
So it's a second building is also kind of on the back burner, but you'd like to see that go onto the front burner and get built.
Well, we're going to learn, right? We're going to go into this. We anticipate the type of businesses. We have a specific example of the type of business we're going to attract, and we're going to build a building to try to accommodate that. And I bet you we make mistakes, but hopefully what we do throughout the whole thing is learn and generate additional demand and grow the business. And so, yes, we have acreage now, and as soon as we get a certain occupancy rate on this space, then we have a proven model, and we're going to the next one.
Joel, how much of the Sioux Tribe's revenue comes from casino operations?
That's a complicated question. So if you're talking about the governmental operations or the overall revenue, those type of things, but it's a large percentage. It's a big financial contributor yet. The market's changed. We don't have the same competitive advantage as to when we built the first casino in the state of Michigan, and it doesn't create the windfalls maybe that have been described in the past, but it's a major contributor to the governmental structure. And then if you just went by gross revenues of the tribe, it's, you know, it's a high percentage.
Remind us how many casinos?
We have 5 casinos in the Eastern UP.
And so how will this manufacturing center change that conversation and change perceptions of the tribe's business endeavors?
The manufacturing center itself is a tool. And I think all tribes are facing the challenge that the economy created by casinos isn't as significant as it used to be. It's a shrinking market. Competition is finding ways to enter on an ongoing basis. And that was an advantage that tribes had, is that industry. But we also have advantages in other industries, especially in government contracting. And so if we're going to work with, you know, 8A socially disadvantaged business type statuses that give big advantages to companies in selling to the government, we need space, right? So the tool is the space. We need to develop relationships. We need to become more savvy on the processes. And the companies that we're talking to about this space now are all in that arena. And, you know, the Alaskan Native corporations have led the way, and their gross revenues in government contracting are far larger than what ours are in gaming. So we're looking to diversify into those opportunities. We realize that government isn't always the best at business. And so we're kind of targeting working with our Sioux Tribe members. We have 44,000 plus members spread across the world. We're going to try to attract some of them back, and we're going to try to work with them to get the statuses and to create the economy on our lands.
So let's pretend we're talking in 10 years. You and I have circled back and we're conversing again. What is the business and economic story that you want to be telling about the tribe, about the Sault Ste. Marie tribe, and also the Upper Peninsula region where you live and work?
Yeah, so I think starting with the regional concept is, I think a lot of markets are finding this, is we won't do it on our own. We don't have enough Native Americans living on the reservation to house the industrial growth that we would want, right? It's going to be a regional effort. And we need to cooperate with our partners in area, like we did in this grant application and worked with the EUP planning and the Intertribal Council and those agencies to fit their overall master plan. But where we'd want to be is less dependent on the gaming industry, creating jobs that are more family sustainable than what the hospitality industry yields, and having growth in economy that would support the housing growth and the family growth and the population growth necessary for our region to thrive. So we've, as a small start, we've identified space that we're developing for retail hospitality purposes other than gaming. We have identified professional space to be headquarters and to attract tribal members back to conduct global business with the advantages of reservations. And then, of course, this industrial manufacturing type thing. So we're trying to get a diversified base of tools in place that are allow and create opportunities for our members and others in the region. So 10 years from now, we hope that we're building upon that and taking the next step. And those next steps are typically, you know, we need to get a innovation center, technology. We need, you know, the next step are to build upon those foundation blocks and start creating larger economies and be in the heart of it as the tribe and the reservation to be able to financially benefit.
And finally, Joel, when do you expect this manufacturing center to be up and built up and running?
Well, I'd like to have it done, you know, next week. But the reality is we're dealing with federal funding, and we're a government agency on our own. And it's going to be a methodical timeline. But with that said, we're hoping early spring, midsummer, to have tenants and be operating. So that's on me to push through the systems to try to get everything in place to accomplish that. No one's saying they don't want that to happen. It's just a lot of when you're dealing with federal funds, we're going to have to do it all right. And we're going to have to document it, and it takes some time. But you know, next summer is when I'd like to have the conversation and say, we were right. We filled this building up. It's creating economy. It's growing our local base. And now we want to do more. And what we learned is this is where we should do it.
Well, so, it's a date. Let's have you back, and we'll have that conversation next summer.
Sounds great.
Joel Schultz, Economic Development Director for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. Thanks for spending time with us, Joel.
Thank you.